You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the music scene here in Beaufort. We have a recurring guest with us, Ashley Houck. How are you doing today, Ashley?
Hey, Daquan. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to talk music. Kind of get into the music scene here. For those who visit Beaufort, one of the best things you do is enjoy the water, enjoy the restaurants. And what people don't know is Beaufort has an excellent music scene as well.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So could you kind of give us what's the music scene like in Beaufort? And we can just elaborate on that.
Well, I think Beaufort and the Sea Islands is such a unique area because we're not really a four-season destination. We have about three seasons. We don't have that super cold. So we're always able to utilize the patios at the different eateries, bars, restaurants, cafes. You find unique acoustic acts, but then you can go up clear to the professional side of things at like USCB, the Waterfront Park. You know, Water Festival always gets some amazing acts and extreme talent in our area. So it's always bumping year round here.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ashley. There's so many variations of music here in Beaufort. You have you can get a tuxedo and get dressed up and go see an orchestra play at USCB, or, you know, I can wear my jorts and go downtown and enjoy a country concert. So it's definitely a different mix of things you can do here as far as music.
Yeah, it's very eclectic. It's every which way.
Yeah. And then if you want to do like classy, there are different restaurants that does live performances. And then there's also those who do rock out and enjoy like the beer gardens and things like that. So can you give us some of the restaurants that you can go see live music at?
Yeah, there's so many. I would say some of my top favorite are on the water. So Shell Ring, it's a brewery. It's right next to Fish Camp. Both places always have live acts, entertainment, music, and it's just such a great atmosphere, you know, being on the coastal waters, that breeze, and, you know, you're drinking a cold beer or you're eating some oysters or shrimp. And then whenever you move down into Waterfront Park, Kewan Bay is a prime example of great barbecue, southern barbecue, and live music. Yeah. So those are some of my top faves, but a local fave would probably be the Fill-In Station. Yeah. It is one of a kind. It's dive bar meets, I don't know, coastal, on the water, locals dive bar.
Yeah, the Fill-In Station is a great location. I've been there. It's definitely a unique place to visit. Definitely dive bar feel, dive bar esque.
Yeah.
But the food is amazing. You're right on the water. You can't beat it. It's the traditional low country feeling,
yeah,
of getting outside and getting with your neighbors and enjoying some music.
And I love it because you can sit there and you're going to talk to your neighbor that's sitting next to you. You know, you don't have to, but you're going to have a conversation. And you're probably going to find some type of interest or something about Beaufort you didn't know.
Yeah. It's definitely a community location. It's a locals gym that nobody coming into the area typically knows about. So for those who are looking for that low country, local feel, that's a great location. And just going downtown, you mentioned when you're walking downtown, you hear the different artists playing at different locations. It's definitely a great atmosphere. You can even like restaurant hop or bar hop and go from artist to artist. So it's really cool to see. And then it's the local artists too. It's people who live here in Beaufort. It's people who grew up here. And there's people who moved here and you're like, oh, wow. Like, how long have you been playing? And they're like, oh, I play here every weekend for the last 10 years. So it's pretty cool. What are some of your favorite artists that are local to the area?
I would say the most iconic would be Campfire Tyler. Mm-hmm. He is who he is, and he does not apologize. If anyone follows him on social media, he is hysterical and he's always very entertaining. I would definitely say Campfire Tyler.
Yeah, Campfire Tyler is great. A lot of people love him. Like you said, his Instagram is always catchy. Another local favorite is the Cluster Shucks. A lot of people love them. I've been at a couple of events where they've played and they have great music.
Yeah, a lot of the different events that we've had through the association, we've hired the Cluster Shucks, and it seems to go really well with our Oyster Festival and events we do.
So Ashley, outside of the bar and restaurant scene, what are some of your favorite venues to go listen to music in?
Well, we have an amazing facility with USCB here, the Center for the Arts, and they offer amazing entertainment, musicals, different things. I know they have a couple different shows coming up. I believe the one is called Broadway's Next Hot Musical. And then we also have the Doo-Wop Project coming. And those shows always sell out.
Yeah.
They're so good. And then, you know, you look at Waterfront Park. Lainey Wilson played here a couple years ago. She's the biggest name in country music right now. So even though we're a small town, 14,000 people,
yeah,
we bring some of the biggest acts to Beaufort, whether it's at USCB, the Waterfront, you know, or somewhere here in the Lowcountry.
Yeah, and people love to come to Beaufort and experience that Lowcountry charm that you can't get anywhere else, where people say it's not like Savannah, it's not like Charleston. It's got its own feel to it. And the same thing goes for the music scene. When you come here and listen to music, there's something you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, it's just another piece of the pie. We have this amazing, delicious pie here in Beaufort. We'll say tomato pie, and it's just another slice of that.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely is. One of my favorite places to listen to music is the street music on Paris Avenue. They have a lot of artists out, and it's just a great experience to just listen to different types of music and just kind of get everybody in one location in Port Royal and just enjoy music.
Yeah, that's one of the funnest nights of the week whenever that starts. That starts up in May.
Yeah.
That's been going on for 29 years.
Yeah.
And it's not just a local event, but a lot of different, the visitors that come or people coming over from Hilton Head and Charleston, they want to come for that night.
So Ashley, do you like to sing karaoke? Are you a karaoke person?
A few beers in, I am.
Have you ever sung karaoke here in Beaufort? Is there a karaoke scene here as far as the bars go?
Yeah, there somewhat is. I believe Luther's has karaoke, mm-hmm. And a couple other different places that'll pop up. I know Wet Willie's, the Beaufort Town Center, they'll do it occasionally, you know, throughout the week. Just depends on the need for it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those you go in surprised and you're like, oh, wow, there's karaoke. I'm pretty sure Bricks has karaoke as well. So I've went in there before and they've sung karaoke. But this is a fun fact about Beaufort is that we actually have an American Idol winner from Beaufort. So Candace Glover is from Beaufort. They held a parade for her when she won American Idol. So fun. So since that's just a little fun fact, you never know who you might see in Beaufort that might be singing karaoke, just showing off some talent.
Yeah.
And then we also have the Gullah performances here in Beaufort. So you might find information about those events, such as the Gullah Heritage Days, the Penn Center, the Gullah Geechee Festival in downtown Beaufort. Anything else, Ashley?
We just had the rice cook-off, and Beaufort Area Hospitality Association, we do a sponsorship with Aunt Pearlie Sue and her organization, and they were singing Christmas music, and then, of course, she had her show with the Gullah Traveling Theater. So we're not just immersed in, you know, country music or orchestrated music at USCB. We have the culture aspect and the heritage aspect that coincides with the Gullah culture here, which I think is really unique to Beaufort.
Yeah, it is. And hearing some of those musicals, such as Aunt Pearlie Sue's Gullah Christmas special, or she does the Decoration Day as well. So to be able to see those and hear those musicals, they're amazing. She does an amazing job, and so does her team.
Phenomenal amount of talent.
It's definitely a must-see.
Yeah.
And along with that, we do also have children's musicals as well in the area where you can see some of the children in the area. We know Rob, the president and CEO here at the CBB, his children and wife are very involved in that. So they're always performing, and he's always going to those shows and enjoying the shows performed there at the USCB as well.
Yeah, the most recent one was Frozen, and I'm not sure how many shows they did, but it was sold out.
Yeah, they do a great job.
They sell out.
Everyone in the town loves to go see them, and they're really talented. Anything else musical, Ashley, you would like to tell the audience?
I just think it's another reason. Our music scene here is just another reason to visit Beaufort and why we love this area.
Yeah, it's so unique and everything we do, but music is just one of those feathers in the cap that we do very well. Thanks for joining us, Ashley. We greatly appreciate you coming back on the podcast, and we look forward to having you on your next podcast when we discuss Oyster Festival coming up.
Thanks, Daquan.
Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or @BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time.
Bye.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.